I'm Chris Harwood, and this is live from Studio A. Speaking of Minneapolis, one of the eminent lights out of the Twin Cities in the 1980s and 90s, a band called Run Westy Run. And they have, as a band, been dormant for a little while, but they're doing some reunion shows now. And they're playing tonight at the Rex Bar, along with Black Eyed Snakes and Junk Boat. And it's going to be a great combination of three bands, all with wonderful Minnesota ties. And it's really an honor to have them in the studio today. Pardon me, let me turn that off. they're playing tonight at, like I say, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And actually, a Junk Boat starts at 9:30. Black Eyed Snakes follow, and then Run Rusty Run. Kirk Johnson on vocals, and Craig Johnson on guitar and vocals as well. We also have Terry Fisher here, another original member of the band, and Bob Olson sitting in with him tonight from Black Eyed Snakes. And I understand that you're also going to have from Junk Boat, Al Schroeder on drums tonight. So it's a collaborative thing. So it's an honor to have you guys here. And
we're all excited about it.
Let's start with a song, and then we'll talk.
All right, then we'll have a little chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we going to hear?
Just like blue. To the floor. If I come to your table, can I get a little more? 'Cause you're kind of quiet, boys. Come in and hang them bags of smoke. They ain't knocking each other off of folding chairs. For now, it's all just a joke. And then love comes to holding them. Seems that it turned a little sour, but you know when it comes to getting it back, deep pockets will always try again. Get some feeling and bring it to the floor. If I come to your table, can I get a little more?
All right, Bob, this is you, man.
Run Westy Run, live from COA here in 103.3. Name of that song?
Name of that song is Glue, Chris.
And is that on one of the records from the back
no,
in the day?
No, it's not.
It's a new one.
It's one that we've been playing, but we never released it, actually.
And I understand, actually, and we'll kind of get into a bit of the history of the recording era for your band in the late 80s and early 90s, but I understand that you actually, did you have some records that you didn't quite get ready to put out at the time?
There's an A&M record that we have that's actually we've actually got back now that we never released, and there's a bunch of other recordings, but we're working on it.
Cool.
You know, we're just having fun with it, I guess.
I kind of want to
get it together.
Version of Glue on a Pachyderm session down in Cannon Falls. We did like 22 tracks, so
we
released that too, just, you know, one take stuff.
I you know I hesitate. It's a dangerous slope to kind of go to talk about like a reunion thing, because reunions kind of get to the, you know, sentimentalizing some earlier era, and really our lives are all kind of in a continuum. So I hate to say, take us back to those days, you know, like it's some sort of legendary thing. But I think that people younger than me, and I was in high school in the late 80s and knew of Run Rusty Run and the Replacements and the Minneapolis scene up here in Duluth really kind of figured large in our culture at the time. But the Minneapolis scene at that time to me seemed, as a youngster, such a vibrant experimental time. Like it was like post punk. It was, you know, the post Prince. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on there that it's like the whole world was trying to figure out what the hell to do with music at that point. You know, punk and post punk and alternative and new wave and R&B and all this stuff just kind of swirling around. How did you guys come into being in the mid '80s, and what was your intention at the time?
Well, as a youngster. I'm with you. I'm right there right now. Yeah. You know, you're saying it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's still happening in a way, right? Yeah. It seemed like earlier when large labels controlled everything, pockets were so much more focused and groups were kind of cornered and forced to be one thing or another.
You said intention. Our intention was to just play rock and roll or whatever you want to call it, just play music and have fun and express, and it's like, ooh, it's a beautiful thing.
And there was a lot of diversity in your records back then. I mean, you listen to one thing and it's just total
different.
Top level high volume punk, and then suddenly kind of an acoustic number that's edgy but quieter, and you know, so many bands back then had one sound and you'd hear it for 12 tracks, but that was what you guys were doing,
right? I think it was the five of us, you know, everybody had brought in their own inspirations and things, which is really
I'm
beautiful.
Very chill, so I do like really choose to do things that are very like down tempo. Craig is very like, you know, aggressive, so he does like really like aggressive
thanks
stuff.
Kirk
Jerry's like
thanks very much
like,
I'm very
psychedelic
aggressive.
Thing and so then we have to like
how about let's play another song, let's not get into our personalities right now, because we only got what is Bob's nice, he's shy, but let's talk about Bob.
Well, Bob, we have to thank Bob for sitting in with us. You know,
Bob's been helping us for all this,
you know, he got us here. We really appreciate it. And he, you know, he's got his amp and he's sat in with us.
Yeah,
so
Bob
awesome.
Olson from Black Eyed Snakes, who's another band playing tonight. So you're doing double duty. And with the drummer coming in from Junk Boat, Al Schroeder, you guys have really got a collaborative thing going on. So,
yeah, a bunch of people. Well, Al's actually the bass player.
Oh, sorry.
We told them if they were going to come to Duluth, they had to be in everybody else's band.
That's fair.
That's the way we do things up here.
Fair enough. Well, you guys kind of, you know, I try to look at a timeline, and again, that's sometimes dangerous, but you think about, like, the Suburbs and Husker Du and the Replacements sort of being in the late 70s, early 80s, sort of a definition of the Minneapolis thing, but and when you guys and Jayhawks kind of came along in mid-80s, it suddenly kind of cast a new light on things. There was a bit more acousticness and a bit more of a broader appeal.
Maybe.
What's that?
Maybe songwriter type of.
Well, yeah, I felt like, you know, just that Husker Du and Suburbs kind of thing was a little more heavy and just sort of focused, but you guys were a lot more ecumenical, you know, you were bringing in some other stuff. It was like the acoustic sounds and things that you were doing.
So. I thought you were talking about the whole Minneapolis scene. You're talking about our sound.
Well, I'm talking about you guys in the context of the Minneapolis scene, you know, because the Minneapolis scene suddenly was you know, in that post-punk era, kind of seen as, okay, this is what it is. It's sort of the, now, this Bob Mould with Husker Du and and you guys were, as you say, Kirk and Sam just being laid back, you know, just kind of easy going, whatever's coming along.
So. Laid back, man.
So laid back.
His mind on his money and his money on his mind. He's laid back.
I'm just so laid back.
Can we play one more too?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear another.
And then we'll talk a little bit more.
Sure.
I think. Yeah. Is that
Run,
cool?
Yeah, it's great. Run Rusty One here on 103.3.
Took a ride on Condo Drive to see if you were still alive. Let autumn girl, your angel dust blows a warm lust. Standing clear in headlight tonight. Born over words to touch. The soft stone, the bending shoulder, frozen mirror.
hollow shape. The bid's low, but you had to take old worries tailgating. Would they find you here? Gone, gone, our days are gone, 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 our days are gone.
Run, Westy, Run, live from Studio A here in 103.3 KMD. They're playing at the Rex Bar tonight, starting at, well, a little later, Junk Boy will be starting for them at 9:30. Black Eyed Snakes to follow, and then Run, Westy, Run, following that at the Rex Bar this evening. What was that song? Give me the name of that one?
Carlo Drive.
Okay.
It's on Green Cat Island. Actually.
I was going to say, that's on the record
that's
you did back in 1990.
Twin Tone. Yeah.
The Twin Tone release.
Yeah.
You did some records earlier on SST, and then you went to Twin Tone, and as you see, you had an A&M record lined up.
Well, then after we did that record with Twin Tone, we got signed to A&M, but then it just never came out.
Yeah.
And then we all just started doing other things. So it's never, the band never really, huh?
We never really.
Cockroach Park we put out, too. We put that out. Good,
oh.
Good call. You could have said that.
That one I don't know, actually.
But Kirk's kind of laid back, so he just said, mentioned Cockroach Park. That's a CD we put out ourselves, you know. But I mean, it's like we never really said, hey, let's stop doing it. So it's not like a reunion thing. We just kind of,
right.
Everybody just started doing other things.
Kind of coming back into focus.
Doing stuff and, but Terry's
the father world. Raising the son and stuff. I'm really loving this and just be a, you know, domestic father and whatever, you know, but nothing, you know.
Domestic God.
Yeah, domestic, well, you should have got
it. Yeah, it doesn't shut the door. It just makes it a little harder to come through.
Domestic God.
Bob,
and so we didn't break up. One of the members just decided to be a domestic god, and so we just took a break for a while.
Yeah, well, John Lennon did that, you know. It's like, hey, I'm going to slow down for a few years and focus on
why
the kids.
Why not think for the kids?
Yeah,
you got to
exactly.
do it.
Right, exactly. Well, so now there's a number from 1990. That's what, I hate to say, dating myself too. That's 20 some odd years ago now.
Really?
When you
it felt like 5 years ago.
No, isn't that amazing that happened?
Yeah, it's crazy. Time really flies by, doesn't it?
Are you seeing it differently now? Does the song cast itself anew, or are you trying to, or does it feel like you're like doing it the way you've always done it, or does time change how you do that song now?
I think we just don't have a picture on it.
Yeah.
So when we get together, and then we just start doing it.
Whatever.
And we're not like focused on, like, it has to be a certain way. So we just go with it, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you don't have a picture on it, you can just boom, jump in, and then it comes out the way it comes out. You know?
Yeah. That's great.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so how did you guys decide to start doing some, you know, a concentrated set of shows now? How did this come about?
Terry.
It was like past 3 years, I kept calling Craig and Kirk. Cause like, man, I personally was really feeling like I want to do this again. You know, I was really curious what would it sound like again. You know, if we picked it up again. So we agreed and we did it, and that's how it started.
Yeah.
We said, okay, let's see if we can stay in each other. You know, and do it how it feels and do some more. So here we are doing some more.
It feels good, but we can't stand each other.
Yeah,
Roger that.
we had a heck of a drive up last night from the city.
So shut up and play.
Ooh,
oh man, the old days are coming out. See, they didn't want to talk about the tension, but here it is, man. Yeah.
But we love each other, man. It's all beautiful. Bring it back, bring it out.
Yeah. Now, not all the original members, or, you know, the quote unquote original members are going to be at the gig, unfortunately.
Well, no, because this is pretty much the original.
Yeah, because guys it's
in the history of it, it's there was like drummers and. Different drummers, different bass players, but us three have been in it through the whole thing. Mm. So we're like, you know,
yeah,
it's hard. I mean, we've been through some, like, how many? Four bass players and a couple drummers, three drummers.
What's hard?
You know what? You're right. It isn't hard.
It's easy, man.
It's not hard.
There's nothing hard about it.
Thank you.
It all just kind of happens. We're having a moment here, Chris.
I'm saying, you know,
nothing's hard. We're Bobby came in, sat in with us this afternoon, and this has been great.
Right?
I appreciate it.
Jumps right in. Yeah. I mean, the core three of the core trio are holding it together.
Yeah,
you know?
Bob's been there from the beginning too, so he's solid for.
There you go.
So it's
I'm talking about Bob that's in the studio right here.
Oh, right.
You know, you throw out Pete Best, you bring in Ringo Starr, and you know, one drummer to the next. It's not. Well, fantastic. So tonight at the Rex Bar, and, it's not just you guys. It's Junk Boat and Black Eyed Snakes, too. So quite a lineup. It's going to
be
a show of great.
What can we expect?
Everybody
from?
Put that on Twitter what for us.
a big Minnesota evening, actually, at the Rex Bar.
There you go. It's only $6.
Well,
that's a cheap ticket.
$6 Monday night.
$6, what, you can get like a beer for $6. You can get a ticket to see great,
boy, can
three
you
great
anymore?
Bands.
I don't know.
That's $2 a band.
Yeah, $2.
I don't know, Chris. Can you get a beer in Duluth for $6?
I hope so. I hope that's possible. Well, it's been great talking to you guys.
Fantastic.
And I wish you the best.
Thank you, Chris.
It was awesome.
We don't have another.
Run, Westy, run. You're live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD. Today's Live from Studio A, produced by Christine Dean and with the help from Rick McLean and Mike Nowitzki and Chris Harwood. Check out upcoming guests and previous sessions. You can go to kmd.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.